Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So, returning to the global glitch, the blue screen of death. In the past few minutes, Manchester United says that it is among the football clubs that have been affected by the outage. In the UK, the NHS has also said that its outage is causing disruption on the majority of GP practices. I should say the HSE has been in touch with us. They said that so far they haven't been impacted directly by these issues, but they do, they say, remain vigilant. I'm joined by Adrian Weckler, technology editor of the Irish Independent. Adrian, good morning. What's your understanding of what has gone wrong here?
Yeah, the understanding, it's basically, there's an IT security company called CrowdStrike, as has been much discussed this morning, and effectively, for all intents and purposes, an update, it wasn't actually an update, but it was a code update to a file, went bad, was wrong, was incorporated into many of the thousands, tens of thousands of organizations around the world, including quite a few here in Ireland, and essentially messed everything up so that when people came into work this morning, they tried to access stuff overnight, they started seeing this blue screen of death. The company does say that it has begun to work on a fix, but its director, one of its directors, has been talking in the last half an hour, and he said that only some of the workaround will only work for some of the computers, that for others, it's going to be a longer process.
But if this is a problem that is affecting the cloud, it's in the data centers, surely, that it needs to be addressed rather than in your and my PC.
Not necessarily. So cloud is this nebulous term that we use for anything that connects to the internet. But the way a lot of IT security packages and services work is that they operate as directly as you can get, if that makes sense, from the company to the user, to the user's computer. It doesn't necessarily go through the same route, the same data center route as the rest of internet net traffic would do. So that's why, for example, sometimes when you have an IT problem with Microsoft, they'll issue a patch. They don't necessarily do that through a slow data center route. They will do that, and they'll issue it more directly. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily follow that it gets into the data centers. We're not talking about a virus here. We're not talking about something that spreads and can be caught or can infect machines. That's a different thing entirely. We're talking about a malfunctioning file that has been wrongly sort of updated into your computer's IT security system.
And is that a possible explanation as to why it is that it is newer systems that in some cases, anecdotally I'm saying this, newer systems have been affected more profoundly than older systems?
I mean, in sense, yes. The massive irony here is that many of the companies and people being affected here are the ones who thought they had ticked the boxes, who've done what the experts have said, that we've bought in this expensive IT security preventative technology and software. And now look what it does. It goes and messes the whole thing up. I mean, that's going to... So, in a sense, newer machines, newer systems, companies decided to do the right thing by these newer systems. Yes, they will be affected. If you were sitting with your old 8-year-old Windows PC and you barely even bothered to do your IT security software, ironically, you're not probably not going to be affected by this.
The CrowdStrike CEO has just issued a statement. I don't know if this is the director that you were referring to, but that statement reads, the issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. Do you have confidence in that statement?
Ah, yeah. I mean, look, this will pass. This too will pass. You know, it might take a day, it might take 2 days, it might take 3 or 4 days for some organizations affected. I am aware of a few big organizations in Ireland that are affected and having to deal with it. But that word that he uses, deployed, is a very woolly term. So deployed, does that mean it, you know, a fix is happening right now? Or does that mean that they have analysed and identified the issue and are now trying to figure out how to fix it. In IT speak, the word deploy can mean anything.
Okay, because in English it does seem to suggest something a good deal more active. But if your systems are down and are not working, something that has been deployed might not necessarily actually be able to effect a remedy.
That's absolutely it in a nutshell. And don't forget, as one of your previous contributors was saying, this is a publicly quoted company. They now have a share price to defend. They have to look like they're on top of this and that they're professionals. So I'm sure they will be deploying all the right language.
Very clever. All right. Thank you very much, Adrian. With a statement in from Microsoft as well. We're aware of an issue affecting Windows devices due to an update from a third-party software platform. We anticipate a resolution is forthcoming. All of these words have to be examined very closely, don't they? They're aware that there is a problem and they anticipate a resolution will be forthcoming. Somebody go get me a dictionary, please.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.